begin the current daf Masechta Shabbos, daf Lamed Beis. We begin on the bottom of daf Lamed Alpha and Beis on the bottom. We begin the next Mishnah. Mishnah continues the theme of the Mishnah of this parak, discussing regarding the lighting of Neri Shabbos on Erev Shabbos. So the Mishnah begins. Asholosh Averis Noshe Mesis B'Shas Leidasin. There are three Averis that because of them women die in childbirth. And the Gemara is going to explain why are these things necessarily by childbirth when, so to speak, they are punished because of these three things. And they are, Al She'ein Zahiris Benidus, if they're not careful with the halachas of Nida, of the ritual impurity that comes from the blood that comes from their period once a month. Bechala, regarding the halachas of being mafresh, separating a certain amount from the dough that they're baking, that they have to take off challah and give it to the kohen, and contemporary times to burn it. And the third averis, halachas in there, regarding the lighting of the Neris of Shabbos, if they're not careful about that, these three averis will cause them possibly to die in childbirth. So now that we begin the Gemara asks, Nida my time. What's the reason why the not being careful about the halachas of Nida will cause a woman to die in childbirth? So Rav Yitzchak, it's exactly Mida connected Mida. He killed Kala B'chadri Bitna. She rebelled regarding the chamber of her womb, because that is where the blood comes from. That's the Dam Nida. Lefikach Tilka B'chadri Bitna. Therefore, she gets punished and she gets stricken by the chamber of her womb. And that is where the childbirth is happening, and that's where she gets punished there. So the Gemara says, Tenech Nida, I understand why Nida is, so to speak, punishable by having a problem and dying in childbirth. However, Chala v'adlokas and Neri, Michael, remember, what are you going to say about the separating of Chala and the lighting of the Shabbos Neri? So if something is lacking in those two things, why a woman dies in childbirth? So the Gemara says, Kedidar Shahu Glila Aled Rav Chiz, like this person from the Galilee, that he was lecturing in front of Rav Chiz, and they said the following idea, and it's very fundamental, the principle that these three mitzvahs are, so to speak, the essence of the person, and these are the mitzvahs that the woman has, and therefore if she doesn't keep these mitzvahs, then her essence, so to speak, is not there anymore, so therefore she passed away. As he said as follows, Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu, Kadosh Baruch Hu says, Revius Dam Nesad Bechem, I put in a revius of Dam, that's how much blood is necessary for a person to live by, and you can't have less than that amount, that's how much blood I gave you. Al Iski Dam, Hizarat Yeschem, so for this essence of you that is the blood, regarding matters of blood, I caution you that that is the Dam of Nida. That, so to speak, correlates to that part of the person's essence. Now we continue on to the top of the Aflam and Bezim and Aleph. Rashis Karasi Yeschem, I also called you the first. As it says in the Pasuk in Yirmiyah, Rashis Karasi, that we are Hashem, so to speak, the first of this crop. We're the elite, we're the first. Therefore, Al Iski Rashis, Hizarat Yeschem, therefore I warned you and I caution you regarding the first. That's the idea of Chal, which is called Rashis Arisei Sechem. That's the first of your dough. And the third component of a person is Neshamash Nesate Bechem Keruya Ner. The essence of a person is also his soul. The soul that I have put inside of you, I called it a candle. As the Pasuk says, Kiner L'Kim Nishmas Adam. The candle of God is the soul of a person. Al Iske Ner, Hisarati Eschem, so correlating to that, I caution you regarding the lighting of the candle. And that is Imat Mekayim and Moisim Mutav. If you keep these three things, which are the three components of the essence of the person, then good. Vimlav, Arayne Nert L'Shmas, and if not, I'm going to take your soul back. And then you're going to lose that revius of blood, which is, so to speak, the essence of the person will dry out when the person dies. And your candle will be extinguished, so to speak. And you're going to lose your title of being the first. And the reason why the women were commanded about, if this is the essence of the human, why is it necessarily by women more than men? As it says in Bereishis Rabba, that since Chava caused the loss of the Chala of the world, so to speak, that because of her, Adam Rishon was chased out of Gan Eden, that he was like separated like Chala from the rest of the world was like the dough, and he was like the special part separated. And she also extinguished the candle of the world, and she spilled his blood. That is because now, because of what the sin of the Eitz Hadas, he, so to speak, Adam had to die. So too, because of that, all these three things, which is extinguishing his candle and causing his blood to spill, and so to speak, destroying the Chala, to correlate to that, to make up for that, she has these three mitzvahs to be misakin these things. And also, a very technical reason is because it's incumbent upon her to take care of the things in the house, and the baking of the dough, and so to speak, lighting the Shabbos Neris, and obviously, Chdam Nida is her own body. So therefore, she has, for those two reasons, the mitzvahs of these three things are incumbent upon the woman and not the man. So now the Gemara asks, because I understand why it's the essence of a person that to keep these three mitzvahs, and if not, the person will die. But why is it that she'll necessarily die during childbirth? We understand by Nida, it's that it's in the same area. In other words, the chamber of the womb, and that's where the blood of Nida comes from, so therefore that's when she's going to die. But why regarding the other two things, although it's the essence of a person that she has to die, but why during childbirth? So the Gemara brings many different mishalim from different amirois to say the concept of that when the person's down, then it's so to speak, then he gets, so to speak, everything gets, all the collateral happens at that time. In other words, by childbirth, she's in the makam sakana, and therefore that's when, so to speak, all our averus are being piled up on her, and that it's a time of danger, and that's why these averus are, so to speak, recalled at that time. As the Gemara brings Amar Rav, Rav says, his analogy is, Nafal Torah, when the axe has fallen down, Sechadid L'Sakina, then sharpen the knife. And that is, if the axe has fallen down to the ground, which is being prepared to be slaughtered, so everyone says already, sharpen the knife before he gets up, because it's going to be difficult to push him down again. So therefore, once he's down already, let's go kill him already. So too, the woman, that her mazel, so to speak, is a little bit in crisis, because of the childbirth, which is sakana, so she's, so to speak, ready for different punishments to happen. Abaye gives a different analogy. Tafish telus amso, that let the maid increase her rebellion, and b'chad mechter alava, and with one strike of the rod, she's going to be done. And that's the idea, that's to say that the woman that's, so to speak, prepared for the yisurim of childbirth because of the sin of Chava, so to speak, once she's getting punished for the sin of Chava, which is the childbirth pains, so to speak, we're going to add on all the different oinshim that she has because of the averus that she did to join this punishment. Rav Chizda gives a different analogy. Shavki l'ravya, leave the drunk alone, to be nafshi nafal, because on his own he's going to fall down. And that is, you don't have to trip a drunkard because he's going to fall on his own, he can't walk in a straight line. So to a woman that's, so to speak, coming to childbirth, and she has to already be mevakesh from HaKadosh Baruch Hu to open up her womb, and Hashem just, so to speak, doesn't get involved to help her, and she'll die by herself. And again, these are all different mishalim that the common folk would say the idea that, in other words, it already is dangerous. If Hashem doesn't get involved, she's going to die in her womb, because he has to open the womb, he has to take care of all these different things. It should be lubricated, it should open up, it should be dilated. So to speak, Hashem just stops, doesn't do anything, and then she'll die in her own. That's like the drunk that will fall on his own. Marukvo Amar, Raya Chigra. When the shepherd is crippled, the easier heat, and the goats are running around. That is, it's very easy for them to run around because the shepherd can't get to them, so he can't punish them for all the bad, so to speak, that the goats are doing. However, above chutra mili, but by the gate of the pen, then he's going to give them words. He's really going to give them rebuke. Va'beidari chushmanem, by the gate of the corral, is judgment. And that is when the goats are finally coming to the gates of the pen, then he's going to give them over the head, and he's going to give them the punishment that they deserve because they weren't listening to him with the pasture and everything else. So to speak, the same thing is by a woman when she's healthy. So sometimes her merits, so to speak, let her get around, you know, the different things, and don't give the support for the prosecutor to go ahead and recall all her sins. But when she comes to a time of danger, and then she needs, so to speak, miracles to, so to speak, that's what childbirth is, so then they recall all her sins and all her deeds that she did, to see if she's fitting for this miracle or not. And that's the same thing when the sheep finally are in the area where we can get them, then they, so to speak, need tzchusim to get out of it. Rav Papa Amar, Abav Chenovasa, by the door of the store, Nefishi Achim Irachmi, then there's plenty of brothers and friends. In other words, by the opening of the store where they're giving out, so to speak, food and different things, and there's wealth, so then there's many brothers and many friends. Everyone's your friends, you know, because you're giving out stuff. Everyone wants to ride in the limousine with you. However, Abav Bezyoni, but by the gate of humiliation, Loy Achiv L'Mirachmi, then there's no more brothers, there's no more friends. That in the place where there's loss and there's poverty, there's no brothers, no friends. So too, in the time of danger, and her mazel is, so to speak, and her chashivas has been diminished, so then all her defendants are not there anymore. There's no one protecting her. They all leave her at the time of when she's down, and therefore that's when this is the time when her sins are recalled, and that's when she dies. So these are different mishalim. This is when when the woman is recalled for her averus. So the Gemara says, "V'gav v'heichem evdikim." What's with men? When are their deeds, so to speak, checked and fine-tuned to see if they're worthy, you know, because they have to commemorate and recall all their sins that they did and all their merits? When are they checked? So Meresh Lakish b'shosha ev malagesha. When a man walks by a bridge, that's also a dangerous time, and that's when his sins are recalled to see, wait a second, is he worthy to make it over the bridge or not? The Gemara asks, "Gesha b'sula, just by walking over a bridge and nothing else?" So the Gemara says, "Imak ein gesha," means something like a bridge. In other words, any dangerous place. For example, if he walks by a wall that's tilting, that looks like it could fall down, or he's going out on a dangerous road, those are the times when, so to speak, they recall, is this person worthy to make it through or not? So the Gemara says that because of this, the different Amiram had different conducts related to this, that Rav loy oveh b'mavre d'yaseh b'akam. Rav would not cross on the boat across the river where an idol worshiper was sitting on that boat. And Omar, he said, Dilma Mifkid Le Dina, maybe this idol worshiper is going to get punished because of the sins that he did with the Sheva Mitzvah B'nei Noach, the seven Noahide laws, and I'm going to get punished because of him. I'm going to be stuck on a boat with him that's going to be capsized, so I'm not going there. In other words, he was always careful that in the place of Sakana, maybe you're not going to make it out. So Gemara says that interestingly, Shmuel would not go on the boat again because it's dangerous crossing the river, as we said, that a person's merits might not be enough. But he only went on the boat if there was an idol worshiper. And Amar, because he said, Sutton, the prosecuting angel, does not have the ability to rule over two nations at one time. And therefore, since I'm a Jew and he's an idol, he's from a different nation, so therefore it's okay because the boat's not going to capsize because we both can't die at the same time. He would first check the boat, and then he would cross over. And then he would make sure that there's no leaks, there's nothing, there's no holes in the boat. And why is that? So the Gemara says, Rabbi Yana goes according to his reasoning that he said elsewhere, a person should never stand in a dangerous place. To say they're going to do for me a miracle, I'll jump off a high place, or who knows. Maybe they're not going to do a miracle for you. And if they do a miracle for you, so then they're going to deduct it from your merits. And therefore, he would always check to make sure beforehand, to make sure he's not, so to speak, relying on a miracle. And even if yes, that he'll be losing from his merits. So I'm Rebbechana Maiker, what's the pasuk that shows this idea about how a person's his merits get diminished when miracles are done for him? As it says, Yaakov Avinu said, "Ketointi mikola chasad mikola emes," that I have been diminished because of all your kindness and all your truth, Hashem. And that is, he was saying that I got smaller now, and I was diminished, all my merits, because of the greatness and the kindness that you did for me, that you saved me from Lavan and from all the different things. Reb Zeira on the day when it was, so to speak, these heavy winds, the southern winds that were strong, and it would make walls fall down and trees would get uprooted. Like Nafik Lebenedikli, he would not walk among the palm trees. In other words, that the wind shouldn't blow the thing and have the tree fall down. Again, the idea about when it's a dangerous thing, a person should not go because then they will be recalling his averes. Related to this, the Gemara says, "Amar Yitzchak b'Rei Rabbi Yehuda, lo'olam yevakash adam rachem shlo yechla." A person should always first request mercy that he shouldn't get sick in the first place. And similar to the idea regarding the woman in childbirth, shem yechla, because if once he already gets sick, you got to bring a merit to set free. In other words, it's already upon you to bring proof that you couldn't get out of it. So therefore, don't come to a situation where you have to find ways and merits to get yourself free out of the situation. Amar Ma'uk v'Maikra, what's the pasuk that shows this? So the pasuk by the mitzvah of Maikra, which is to make a rail around the roof, because or else it's dangerous that someone might fall down. As the pasuk says, ki yipol ha'nifel menu, because the one that will fall down from it. So the word mimeno means mimenu lehevi raya. From him, it's upon him to bring evidence. In other words, because he's falling, so he has to find from himself and from his own deeds proof as a merit that he should survive and that he shouldn't fall off. That's what it means. Ki yipla noifel mimeno, that's from him that he has to prove that he should survive. So the Gemara brings a different pshat in that pasuk. Ki yipla noifel mimeno, by the pasuk over there, by the making the guardrail around the roof. Turn Rabbi Shmuel. It says, ki yipla noifel mimeno, that if the fallen one falls from him, that it's saying, what does it mean? It's calling him the fallen one. Ro'u lezeh lipo mishesh mebereshes. The one who falls off the roof is really fit to fall off from the 6 days of creation. As the pasuk in Yeshayah says, Kairi hadoris mirosh. HaKadosh Baruch Hu revealed to him all the generations and whatever's going to happen to people and all the punishments they're going to have. So therefore, this person that was going to fall, he was going to fall. It was destined that this should happen to him. Shaharein lo'y nafal, because in the pasuk, he has yet to fall. When the Torah was given, this person didn't fall yet. V'hakos of Kairi nafal, and yet the pasuk is calling him the fallen one. So therefore, it's that he's already the fallen one, because it's going to happen. It's inevitable. But the idea here, the fundamental principle of understanding Hashkacha, is that a benefit is imparted through someone that's meritorious, and harm comes through someone that's guilty. And that is, this owner, this balabais that owned the house, that he was not mekayim the mitzvah of making a guardrail around his house, because of him doing something wrong, so to speak, it came through him. In other words, someone that shoots someone, or someone hits someone or made fun of someone, he's not the one that's causing it. The one that gets harmed should look at Hashem and say, why is this happening? What am I supposed to understand? What am I supposed to grow? Not talk to that person or get upset at him or beseech him or request him or talk to the cop. It has nothing to do with them. It's all Hashem. Hashem decreed it from the Sheshem Evereshes. It's just that this person is, so to speak, he's a guilty person. If a bad happens to him, a good person that does something good to you, it's not him, it's Hashem. It's just that Hashem is megalgal schus. He lets, so to speak, the good people do the good and the bad people do the bad, but it's all hashkach, it's all coming from Hashem. And that's why it's calling him hanayful. He's already the one that's going to fall. It's just going to happen through someone's bechira of doing bad. Now the Gemara brings something similar to Rabbi Yonatan in the Braisa. Misha chalav anot talomus. Someone that is sick and is already leaning towards death. So oimim loy his vada. So the people are standing around and they tell him, confess your sins. And the reason is, all the one people that are about to die, they say vidui, they confess the sins, as the Mishnah Sanhedrin says, that whoever confesses his sins, he has a chelik, has a portion of the world to come, as we find Be'achin, that Yeshua told him, as the Gemara Sanhedrin says. So the Brisa continues, Adam Yetz Lishuk. It says a perspective how a person should view the things that happen to himself in this world. If a person goes out to the marketplace, and there's many fights there, there's many litigants, there's non-Jews, there's Jews, many different things happening. He should view himself as when he's coming out to the marketplace, as if he was given over to the officer of the court, which is bringing him in front of the judge. And that's the idea, because who knows what's going to happen in the marketplace, so it's because he's being led into this arena where anything could happen. And that's a judgment that's going to happen that is decided from up above. Similarly, chash b'reisha, if his head is hurting him, and this is just a light little headache, but he should view it, again, nothing happens by chance, he view it as if he's being put into chains, which is more than just being brought to the judge, but it's a little bit lower than the next thing the Gemara is going to say about coming up to the place, to the platform, where there the judgment is only regarding being killed, which is for more severe penalties and things that a person did wrong, and then you need even greater a public defender to protect you. However, if you have this headache, so then there's already something a little bit more that you're getting sick, it's something, so you should view it as if you're put into chains. If a person becomes bedridden, and that is he gets very sick, that he goes into bed and he has to lay down, he can't get up, then you should view it as if he's being brought up to the scaffold to be judged. And that is and whoever is being brought up to the scaffold is being brought up to be judged. And that is if he's going to live or die. It's not something about a smaller penalty, it's about his life. If he has powerful advocates, then he's saved. Now he's not saved. What are the advocates of a person? Who are his lawyers? That's repentance and good deeds. So again, when these things happen to a person, he should view it as if it's regarding his life and all the different things are related to that. So the Gemara says, "Vafilitation meis v'tishim v'tishim malamdim l'chayva," and how great is the, so to speak, the defense of a person? And even if there's 999 who are saying bad about him, the echad malam alav schus nitzel, and only one angel is saying good about him, he's saved. Shnem, like the pasuk in Eve says, "Im yesh olav malach," that if there is over him an angel, that's melitz, that's an intercessor, echad mini elef, even if it's one out of 1,000. Lahagid la'odim yashre, that to declare his righteousness, and so God will be gracious to that person. And they'll say, redeem this person from descending into the pit. So we'll see that although it's, so to speak, 999 to 1, it's 1 out of 1,000, he will be saved. He says even a greater concept. He says, this one angel that's, so to speak, defending for him, he's saying 999 things bad about the person. The echad l'schus, and he only has one good thing out of his 1,000. And again, he's one malach out of 1,000 malachim. And that he has one out of 1,000 good things to say, still needs till he's saved. Shnem, like it says in the pasuk, melitz, an intercessor, echad min elef, that's one out of 1,000, that the pasuk is mashma, that's going back both on the malach and his defense statement, that not only is the malach one out of 1,000, but even his defense statement is one out of 1,000, still the person will be saved, and that's our great teches of our Kaddish Baruch Hu. Now, related to the topic of the Mishnah, regarding the three things that are remembered for a woman for her to die in childbirth, turn about, we learned in the Braisa, two different versions of this. Al-Sholash Averis Noshim Meses Yaldis, as it says in the Mishnah, regarding three different sins, a woman dies in childbirth. However, B'loza Imer Noshim Meses Yaldis, for these three Averis, women die young, and that is when they're young girls, even not during childbirth. Reb Acha argues, and he says that the reason why women die young is not because of these three Averis, rather it's Ba'oven Shemachapsis Tzayis B'Neim B'Shabbos, because they clean the excrement of their children, of their babies, on Shabbos, which is the Issa D'Oraisa Malaban. The Yashrim, some say the reason why they die young is Asher Kairin La'arna Kodesh Arna, is that they call the holy ark that's in the Beis HaMedrash, in the Beis HaKnesset, they call it Arna, they call it a chest. And that's degrading, it's not proper covered to call it that. It should be called the Arna Kodesh. Similarly, the Gemara brings a Tanya B'Shmol ben Elaza Oimer, but Oven Shnei Devarim Ami Aratzes Mesim. Because of two different sins, the ignorant people, they pass away. One is Asher Kairin La'arna Kodesh Arna, similar to what we just mentioned before, because they call the Arna Kodesh the chest. But Asher Kairin the Beis HaKnesset is the Beis Am, and similarly, they call the Beis HaKnesset the Shul, they call it the hall of the people. In other words, it's something, it's not a proper terminology to use, it's a degrading terminology, it's where everyone gets together. So therefore, those are the two averes that are reasons why they die. Tanya B'Yisi Aymer, Shloisha Bidke Misa Nivra B'Isha. There are three inspectors of death that are created by a woman. And that is these sins, they are, so to speak, inspectors during the time of danger, as the Chacham said in our Mishnah, that when the woman is giving birth, these are, so to speak, inspect and check to see if she's worthy of making it through. The Amrila, and some say Shloisha Divke Misa, switching of the Beis and the Dalad, that there are three bonds of death. And that is, they attach themselves to the woman and cause her to die before she's supposed to, which, as Rabbi Elazar says, that it's not yoldo, it's not woman in birth that die because of these three things. Rather, it's yaldos, is that they die when they're young before they're supposed to. And what are these three things? Nida, v'chalav adlaks in there. It's the halacha of nida, of the menstrual blood. It's the halacha of chalav, separating a piece from the dough. And regarding the lighting, the nerius of Shabbos. So the Gemara says, as we just mentioned, Chodek Rebbe Elazar, the one that says that's divke mis, it's the things that, so to speak, attach, that they die young, just like Rebbe Elazar said. Chodek Rabban, the one that's saying, like the one that says bitke, that it's the inspectors, like the Rabban that says the inspects at a time of danger when she's giving birth. So in the same topic, the Gemara brings Tanya, Rebbe Shimon Gamliel Aymer, Halochas Hektish, Trumais Umaishris, the Halochas regarding the sanctified things of the Beis HaMikdash, and the Trumais, the things that are given to the Kehanim, Umaishris, and the tenths, the types that are given to the Levim, hein gufi Torah. These are the fundamental principles of the Torah. We'll continue on to Amud Beis. That v'nimtzru la'amirats, and still in spite of the fact that the fundamental principles of the Torah, they were given over to the common folk, and that is that it wasn't given over to Bezdin, to the judicial courts, to, so to speak, appoint shomrim and different people to make sure that everyone does these mitzvahs. Rather, the Torah believed every single person. And these are the fundamental principles of the Torah, that is, the chaverim, so to speak, the tamid chacham, they eat their bread, and they rely that these people, the farmers, that they took off challah and truma and maestras, and hektish is also given over to every person to give makdish something. And hektish is chal, it's affected by the mouth of every single person. And these are the fundamental principles of the Torah, because we have to be concerned by things that are metatlin, that maybe the person was makdish it, and then he was chayzer, so we don't know if it's hektish or not. And still, in spite of that, we rely on the people, the populace. And although the Rabbanu were Masakin Demai, which is something of, we are concerned that Amaratz, and maybe that is Tevel, but the Torah believed the person, even if he's an ignorant person. So Gemara says, Tanya B'Nosin Oimer, B'Ovin Nedarim Mesa Isha Shaladim, that for the sin of not properly keeping one's vows, the wife of a person dies. Shnemer, like it says in Pasuk in Mishlei, if you don't have what to pay, which is a reference to the carbon oilois and the hektashis that you vowed to bring, why is it that your bed has to be taken from under you, which that is a reference, a euphemism to one's wife, and therefore we see that because of a person not keeping his vow, his wife dies. That for the sin of vows, that one's children die when they're young. Like it says the Pasuk in Kehelis, al titin es picha, that do not allow your mouth, and that is, again, this is regarding the person's vow, lachti es besarcha, to cause your flesh to sin. And that is, you're going to be obligating your children in death. Va'al toim lefnei ha-malach kishkogahi, don't say in front of the agent that it was an error. And the agent is the treasurer of the hektish, to say that it was a mistake. By mistake, I went and I stole this big jump to make a vow, and I just can't pay up. Because lama yiksev alekim alkalecha, why should God get angry over your voice that you made went and made a vow? The chibal es ma'isa yadecha, and now it destroyed the work of your hands. And the Gemara explains, ezehin ma'isa yadush aladim. What is the work of a person's hands that because of that it's going to be punished because he didn't keep his vow? That is one's children, his sons and his daughters. That's his handiwork. That's what he can bring up in this world. And because of not keeping his vow, his sons dies. Similarly, the Gemara brings, as we said before, that because of the sins of vows, a person's children die. Rabbi Huda Hanasi Yomer, but oven bittel Torah, that for the sin of neglecting Torah, a person's children die. So the Gemara says, Bishlam andam abab in Nidarma kedarman. As we just said before, the one that says because of the sin of Nidarma vows, we brought Pesukim to show that one's children die young. But according to the one that says, because it's a sin of neglecting Torah, what's the pasuk to show that? The Chesiva says a pasuk in Yirmiyah. Lashav hi kaseyes b'neichem. In vain have I smitten your children. Musu le'lekachu. Because they have not accepted the rebuke. But the way it's being interpreted now is with like a wonderment. And that is, did I hit them? Did I smite them in vain? It's only because of Musr, that is the Torah, that loyloku, that they didn't take, that is, that they didn't learn, which the terminology of lekach is means ki lekach toiv, is that they didn't learn Torah. So the pasuk is saying that I have smitten your children because Musr lelekach, because the parents have not learned the Torah. So Reb Nachum Yitzchak Amar, Lamanda Amar, Ba'avin Nadarim, Nam Hocha. So he said that even according to the one that learns that it's the sin of vows that caused the children to die, also learns it from this pasuk. Because it says, Lashav Hikesius Benechem, that in vain have I smitten your children, which is al iske shav, which is for the things in reference to shav, which is one of the shvur shav for the ideas about falsehood. That is because they lied in their vows that they didn't keep it, which is similar to the vow, and that's why the children die. So the Gemara brings that. The Gemara asks on this. Mechti, Rabbi Huda Hanasi Haini Rabbi. Rabbi Huda Hanasi was always called Rabbi Huda the Prince. Was the same one that was called Rabbi. Rabbi said the reason why children die young is because of the sins of vows and not because of Bittul Torah. And here we quote him as saying that it's because of the sin of Bittul Torah. So the Gemara says, Basad the Shaman and Blaz Rabbi Shimon. That was after he heard this opinion from Blaz Rabbi Shimon. In other words, that before he said that it was because of the sin of Bittul Torah. And after he heard from Blaza, that heard from Rabbi Shimon, his father, who was the Rebbe of Rebbe, that it was because of the sin of vows. So now he also quoted that statement, and he, so to speak, disowned his statement because of Bittul Torah, and he quoted that because of the sin of vows. So the Gemara says, again in this idea, that Pligibar Reb Chibar Abba Reb Yesi, Chadam Abba Avay Mezuzah, one said that children die because of the sin of not properly keeping the halachas of Mezuzah, Chadam Abba Bittul Torah for the sin of neglecting Torah. And the Gemara explains what their machlekes was based on. According to the one that says for the sin of mezuzah, mikra nidrish lafanav v'loy lefneifanav. That is, a pasuk is extrapolated and explained in reference to a pasuk that's before it, but not before that. But according to the one that says that it's because the sin of bittul Torah is mikra nidrish lafanav v'lefneifanav. You could, so to speak, extrapolate and discourse and explain different psukim, both the pasuk before it and the psukim before that. And that is, there's a pasuk of Laman Yirbu Yumechem Vimei Venechem, which it says that you want your sons and your days to be a long time. That's the pasuk that in that merit. What's that going on? So it's going on the pasuk before that, which is the pasuk talking about mezuzah. But the first mandam says it's not going to go back on before, which is the Lamadetem Oisem Es Benechem, and you should teach your children Torah. The other mandam says no, it goes back not only on before, but even before that. And that is, not only will it be punishment that the children will die young because of mezuzah, it will even be for the sin of Bittul Torah, because that's the pasuk before that. So the Gemara says, similarly, Bepligibar Remei Rabbi Huda. They also argued about this. Chadam b'avin mezuzah. One said it was for the sin of mezuzah that children die young. Chadam b'avin tzitzah. One said it for the sin of not properly keeping tzitzah. So the Gemara says, Bishlam b'avin b'avin mezuzah. The chesiv, as it says in the pasuk, it says uchsavtim amezuzas b'secha, that you should write these parashas on the doorpost of your house. Uchsiv, what does it say right afterwards? Laman yibu yimechem v'meivenechem, so that the day, your days and the days of your children should be lengthened, which obviously means to say if you don't keep it properly, their days will not be lengthened and they'll die. According to the one that says that's for the sin of tzitzis, what's his reason? So Rabbi Kahana v'itema shila mori d'chsev, because it says the pasuk in Yirmiyah, gam bechnofayich, that also because of the corners of your garments, nimtzu dam nafshes ev yoinim nikim, that it was found the blood of the souls, of pure souls of the poor. And that is what the drasha is saying, that because of the corners of your garments, that you mevatel that mitzvah of tzitzis, it was found upon you the liability of the blood of the poor, pure souls, which are the small children that never sinned. And that's where we find the drasha to say that it's because the mitzvah of tzitzis that children die young. He says that even the one that says it's for the sin of mezuzah, it's also from this pasuk. The chesiv has that pasuk that we just quoted ends, that not in the secret search have I found them, That is asu pesachim kemechteres. That is because they made doorways like tunnels, and that is that tunnels don't have doorposts. And the pasuk saying as follows: that loy bemechteres peschem mitzem, that I did not find them by the opening of their caves. That is shleim bemitzvayisai, completed my mitzvahs. And that is kial kol eli kesem, because for all these things I have smitten them, which is by that pasuk. That's after la shavi kises benechem ksim, that it says after the idea about that in vain have I hit your smitten your children, and that's the same idea. That is because lo bemechteres mitzvayim, I have not found them. That is because they made their houses like a mechteres, which a cave does not have doorposts, which you cannot put a mezuzah. And that is, they made their houses like a cave, and therefore they were negligent in the midst of mezuzah. And that's all the psukim we were bringing, that's why the children are smitten young. So the Gemara discusses the idea about the midst of tzitzis that we just mentioned, that because of that, children die young. So Amir Shlokesh kala zar b'tzitzis, whoever is careful about the midst of tzitzis, zeichu mishamshon loy beis alofim v'chesmeis avadim, he will merit that he will have 2,800 servants. Shnema, like it says, the pasuk in Zechariah, when the time when Mashiach will come, koyim Hashem tzavukas, this is what Hashem says, by yomim haheima, it will be in those days, asher ziku asor hanoshim kol hashoynes hagoyim, that there will be 10 men from all the different languages of the nations, v'chziku b'knaf ish yehudi lehem, and they will grab onto the corner of the garment of the Jew, to say, nilchi mochem ugeimer, that we will go with you. In other words, and the Pashup Shad is saying, that we will come with you and we will serve you. We will go in the idea of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and serving the God of the universe. But what the Pasuk is saying is that the grabbing onto the corner of the garment, that's in the reward of the corner of the garment. That is, they will grab the corner of the garment. Each corner will have 10 people from every language. So that's 700 for the 70 languages. And there's four corners of the garment. So therefore, that's 700 times 4 will come out to 2,800 different people because of the reward, holding on to each corner because of the reward of doing the mitzvah of tzitzis. So the Gemara brings a siman regarding the different discussions that will be in the following Gemaras. Sonei chala. So he hates chala. Truma nigzelis, stolen truma. Dina, judgment. Shavua, oath. Shvichus is spilling. Kilui, revealing, benevolusa, and obscenity. And that is, these are the different topics that will be discussed regarding the different punishments that a person has or gets for not properly keeping certain mitzvahs. So the Gemara talks about punishments for specific averis. Tanya, we learn the Brayis, Reb Nechemya Omer, ba'avoin sinas chinam, for the sin of baseless hatred, which is that he didn't see the person do an avera, which would permit you to hate him, and still in spite of that, he hates him. So what happens? So because of that, quarrels proliferate in the person's house. And that is midah keneged midah. It's, so to speak, measurement for measurement. And because baseless hatred regarding another Jew, so he has quarrels in his own house. And his wife miscarries stillborn. And the person's sons and daughters die when they're still young. And that is that his love for his children are taken away from him. Again, that's the same midah keneged midah, that because he took away his love from his fellow brother, his love for his children, midah keneged midah, is taken away against his will. Reb Elazar Yehuda Omer, b'avoin chala, for the sin of failing to separate the chala from the dough, ein bracha b'mechunas, there is no blessing in the gathered crops, which are in, so to speak, in the storehouses, that's the wine and the oil. And because of that, that there's a curse that's sent into the prices, and that is everything goes up in price. And he sows seeds, and others eat it. Like it says in the pasuk, Af ani I will also do this to you, and that is I will assign upon you panic, es the swelling lesions, vesakadachas and the burning fever, with longing eyes, umedivus nefesh, and with suffering of the soul, uziratim lirik zarachim, and you will sow your seeds in vain, and your enemies will eat it. So the drush is, al tikri bahala, don't read it that it was in with panic, ela bechala, because hey and ches many times are interchanged. So what it's coming to say is because of the sin of the chala, that the pasuk is saying vivkaditi, that I will assign, means like the word, like loy nifkat, that it refers to the word diminishing. And that is, I will diminish what you have, that even what you have in your storehouses, you will lose. And that's all the different ideas that the Pasuk says that will happen to a person that's not mafresh challah. Vim noisen, and if the person does give challah, so then mesparchem, then he's blessed. Shenem, like it says in the Pasuk, v'reishis arisei seichem titnu l'koin, that the first of your dough you should give to the koin, l'nich bracha b'sech, as the Pasuk says, to put blessing in your house. The Gemara continues on this theme. Bavoin bitl trumas and maises, that for the sin of neglecting trumas and maises, shemayim ne'etzarin melahori talamata. So the skies are withheld from for precipitating dew and rain. V'hayyeker hoiva, and the high prices become the norm. V'hasachar avid, and profits are lost. Uvnei adam rotzen achar parnasas, and again, and people run after their livelihood and they never attain it. Shnemekli says a pasuk in Eve. Tzia gam chaim, the dry and also the hot season, yigzlu me mishalik, will steal the waters of the snow. Sh'ol chatu, they sin to the depths. My mash, what do we see from this pasuk? This idea regarding not and neglecting the trumas and maishis, and because of that, not having any rain. Satan the baby shmol b'shvil devarim shetzivisi eskam b'moisachama, because of the things I commanded you in the summer months, which there's a reference to trumas and maishis, which and people gathered in the summer months. V'lo yasisim, and you did not do that. That's what the pasuk says. Yigzlu mechem mei mishalik b'moisach sham, that it will be stolen from you. So it's because you will not have the rain, which is the snow water in the winter months. However, nice, and if they do give trumas and maishis, misbarach, and then they're blessed. Shnimel, like it says, the pasuk in Malachi. Bring all the tithes to the house of the storehouse. And that there will be food in my house. In other words, reference to the people that I support, the Kahan, the Levim. And Hashem says, Hashem says, test me with this thing. If you're going to be mekayim the mitzvah of trumas and maases, that imloy eftech lechem es trumas hashemayim, if I'm not going to go ahead and open up the windows of the heavens for you, v'arikos lechem brachat b'lidai, and that I'm going to pour out for you blessing without limit. In other words, that there's going to be so much bracha if you keep the mitzvah of trumas and maases. So the Gemara gives a drasha, mayad b'lidai, what does it mean without a limit? So amar rami barav, amar rav, ad sheyiblu sivsei seichem eloy medai, that until you will wear out your lips from saying enough. That's the word beli dai, that it's from the word balu, that you'll wear out your lips from saying enough, we already have enough. That's how much blessing there's going to be. The Gemara says, Bavain gezla, for the sin of robbery, hagoivoy oila, the locusts come, v'harav hoivan, the hunger becomes the norm, ubnei adam oichlin besar b'neim ubnei sam, and people will consume the flesh of their sons and daughters. Shonem, like it says, the pasuk in Amos, Shimu hadavar hazeh, hear this thing, paris habashan, the cows of Bashan, asher behar shomerin, that are in the mountains of Samaria, ha'oishkiz dalim, that oppressed the poor, ha'reitzitzis of yoinim, that crushed the needy. So the Gemara says, Amar Rava, this is kagun hani noshu de mechaza, like the women of the town of Mechaza, as we continue on to the top of Lama Gimel Malav, the ochlon v'loy avdun, that all they do is consume, and they don't work. And there the reference of paris habashan, they're the cows of Bashan. And it comes out, A, that they steal from their husbands, and also because they're so accustomed to eating and drinking, they cause their husbands to steal. Och 7, it says, a few psukim later, so what's the punishment for these people? That because now they're stealing because of that. He kasi eschem b'shidafoin b'irakin, that I have stricken you with blast and with mildew. Harbois g'neseichem b'kremeichem, the multitude of your gardens and your vineyards. And your fig trees and your olive trees, the locust, which is a gezem, is a type of locust, will eat it up. The pasuk in Yael says that yesterday gezem ochel arba, the leftover from this gezem, which is what the pasuk by us was talking about, the locust will eat. Yesterday arba ochel yalek, and the leftover from the locust will eat. The yalek will eat. Yesterday yalek ochel chasa, and the leftover from the yalek, the chasa will eat. It says the pasuk in Yeshaya. The Yigzal Yamin Vidav, he will snatch from his right, but he'll still be hungry. The Yechel al Simol Vosaveh, he'll eat on his left, and he'll still won't be satiated. And the pasuk concludes, Ish Besar Zeroya Yechlu, that a man will eat the flesh of his arm. So the Gemara makes a drasha, Al Tuki Besar Zeroya, don't read it, the flesh of his arm, El Besar Zarer, rather the flesh of his child, as we said, because of the sin of stealing, that these Paras Habashan, these women that cause their husbands to have to steal, to make money, to support their hobbies, because of that, it's going to lead to one thing after another, to the gezem, to eating the arba, it's all they're going to consume, there's not going to be anything left, and then they're going to be eating the flesh of their children.